Our scripture today, it will be from the book of Haggai, chapter 1. You're welcome to read along in your pew Bible if you would like. Let's pray before we start. Dear Holy Father, we thank you for this reading which we're about to read together. We thank you, Lord, because we know this is your word that you have given to us, your word which helps us to find our way, your word which lays before us the path which we are to walk. You have given us light in the midst of this darkness so that we can put one foot in front of the other and go where you desire us to. We praise you for that. Also pray today for your continued mercy upon the sermon. May it too be used for your glory. We thank you that in all things we can count on you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Haggai, chapter 1, verse 15b to 2:9. Hear now God's word. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all of you people of the land, declares the Lord. And work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came up out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this house I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A word that many of you are familiar with, and one that's really remarkable, especially in this day and age. As I grew into my 30s and 40s, this really came up a lot. And that's maybe because it just happened to me during that time. I don't know. It's called nostalgia. Nostalgia. Yeah, you're familiar with the word nostalgia? Nostalgia, of course, it's looking back fondly. You know, it's an enjoyable time. We've all done it. Maybe we're all doing it now. I don't know. But it's something that is natural to the human being. We even see in our scripture today nostalgia. Nostalgia is in our culture is marketed, and has made a lot of money on this nostalgia. How many of you, if I were to open shop right over there with slap bracelets? How many of you would buy a slap bracelet? It's easy. I'll put it for 50 cents. Slap bracelets. How many of you had slap bracelets? How many of you played Pog? Any Pog players out there with slammers? The little cardboard plastic circles that you could win off of your friends. The older version of Pog, of course, was marbles. They were very similar in play. You had a big slammer, you'd slam it down on top of the Pog pile. And Pogs tried to make a comeback for a while. In fact, there's a store in Irwin you can buy Pogs if you want. Nostalgia. that I don't know if this statistic is true, but I'm going to make it up because a lot of statistics are made up anyway. Which is, I believe now, in the past 20 years of cinema, that more remakes and sequels have been made than ever before. I don't know if that's true, but it certainly seems like it. I mean, they're remaking Disney cartoons because nostalgia sells. How many of you are Star Wars fans? Star Wars fan? How many of you have watched all three trilogies? Good. How many of you thought that the most recent trilogy was just a blatant ripoff of the original trilogy? Nostalgia. I mean, it sells. People love it. They want, but they had. The people here in our scripture today, no different. We're only separated by 6,000 years. They were in exile for so long, and then they came back to Jerusalem, to Judah. They saw that the place was a wreck. There's another book of the Bible that's dedicated to the rebuilding of that. So they rebuilt the city of Jerusalem. Along with that, they rebuilt the temple, because the temple was destroyed. And Haggai now, everyone's standing around looking at the temple. It was unveiled. They pulled a sheet over it, off of it. I don't know if they had a sheet that big, but everyone looked at the temple. And the young folks in the crowd said, "This is a beautiful temple. I love this temple. I praise God for this temple." And the older folks who remembered the older temple, they looked at this new temple and they said, "Ugh, this thing is awful. It's so small and dainty, nothing compared to what was. This thing is, it's a cow shed." They didn't say that in my own words. Maybe they did, I don't know, I wasn't there. But it's nothing compared to the old temple. Now, I know you guys weren't there 6,000 years. But I've heard each of you say something similar to that. In fact, it starts with the words, four words. Any ideas? Back in my day, boy, I've heard those words a lot. Every single church that I've served, every older person, older than me, that I've talked to, reminiscing, if it were an exercise, we'd all be healthy. Because we do it a lot. There's a church that I served, and they had similar experiences with this church here. Back in my day, the pews were filled. You ever say anything like that? All right. Now in this church that I serve, back in their day, they were the highest paying church in Western PA Conference. When I served in, they had about 30 people. But back in their day, they had multiple Easter services because they had a sanctuary that seated about 500 people. And when Easter service came up, there were people actually waiting outside to get in line for the next service. When that service left, then the people who were waiting came in, filled the pews again, and were there for the next service. Back in their day, they would tell me, this is one of their fondest stories, back in their day, when they would collect the offering for the Easter service, they would actually have a wheelbarrow in the center aisle to dump the offering plates into, because after a couple passes, they were completely full and could accept no more money. Back in their day, they had tons of people and tons of money. And then today, which wasn't today, it was when I was there, things are terrible and things are awful. There's 30 people in the service. We can't afford anything. But they skip over the fact that back in their day, the pastor embezzled all the money. they had all this wealth and it's gone, and all this wealth turned to greed and greed turned to taking care of ourselves, but we don't think about that. You ever heard the phrase, another phrase, rose-colored glasses? Oftentimes when we turn nostalgic, we look back with rose-colored glasses. Rose-colored glasses is this term that we use, and when we look at things with rose-colored glasses, we only see the good. We only see the happy, the optimistic. We never see the bad, the terrible, the things that went wrong. I know for a fact, talking to all of you throughout our time together and all the other people that I've talked to, that back in my day was far better than today ever will be. I know this. And in our story today, our scripture, they had the same issues. Back in my day, this temple was grand, beautiful, and wonderful. Doesn't hold a candle to this temple today. Where the younger people are saying, this is our temple. We built this. It's beautiful. But there was so much complaining, so much argument about the temple, and so much sadness over this temple, over this new start, that God actually spoke to a prophet, because apparently there was a lot of grumbling going on. And God said to Haggai to tell these other people that the glory of the temple that is currently there will be far greater than the glory of the temple that is past. Now I ask you, in our time of history, it's already past at this point, the new temple that they're referring to had seen far greater glory within it than any temple previous. Can you say why? At what point was there far greater glory in the new temple than in the older one? When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was in it. When Christ visited that lonely, quaint little temple that people thought nothing of, when the glory of Jesus adorned that temple, it was in that moment far greater than any temple prior to it. I want you to notice something in these scriptures. I'll do my best to count. Let's see here. All right, first day the Lord came through. Remnant. Okay, so in this scripture we have declares the Lord Almighty. So we'll start there, and then we'll move on, and then in verse 6, this is what the Lord Almighty says, and then it goes on, and it says, "And I will fill this house with glory," says the Lord Almighty, and then it says again, "Silver and gold is mine," declares the Lord Almighty, and then it says again, "The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former," says the Lord Almighty. "And in this place I will grant my peace," says the Lord Almighty. It's no doubt that within time many things change. But in six places, in just a few verses, Lord Almighty was mentioned six times. Reminding them that the Lord Almighty who made the previous temple and indwelled within it, it's the same Lord Almighty who is making this new temple and is going to indwell within it. And it's the same Lord Almighty who promises greater things to come. Remembering is a part of life. There's no doubt. We all do it. We all look back. We all look on the glory days, quote unquote. When I took my kids to Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, it was in West Mifflin, and on the way home, we passed Port View. That's where I grew up. And I said, we're going to take a detour. So we went through Port View, and the place looked tiny compared to what I remember. But we went to the slag pits that I used to walk up. We went to the trails that I used to walk. We went to all these places that had all these memories. The cemetery there, we used to ride our bikes to the cemetery all the time. It's nice to remember. In fact, on this table, it says what? In remembrance of me. When we remember, when we take communion, we remember what Jesus Christ did for us. We don't remember what Jesus Christ did for us so that we can stay back there. We remember what Jesus Christ did for us so that we then have the strength to move on. remembering and staying stuck. That becomes a problem. Because what happens then is we miss the Lord Almighty in this moment. We miss what the Lord Almighty is doing now. And through the promise of Jesus Christ and Christ's second coming, we have the promise that really, truthfully, honestly, the best is yet to come. The best isn't behind us. The best is before us, helping us to march forward to that day that Christ will come again. Sure. Everyone thinks their childhood was better than the children that are having their childhood now. But those kids who are having their childhood now will think that their childhood's better than the kids that are coming up. Look back. But don't forget to look at today and what Christ is doing in these very moments. The love that God has given to us, the opportunities that we have to share that love, the grace that we're given in spite of who we are to share that love with one another. Maybe we can remember some good times in this building. But don't lose the fact that Jesus Christ is here right now, adorning this beautiful building and the more beautiful people who are sitting here. These are good times we're in, because these are times that Christ is with us. I praise God for that. I leave you with this closing prayer. As we go about our day, O God, as we strive to walk with Jesus, remind us that we are the face of Christ, who is with us always. May your grace, mercy, and peace bless us, protect us, and transform us all this day, now and forever. Amen and amen. Go in peace.